And now we will proceed to get a tan. Our next act is called Call to Arms. I'm going to try and keep my... Call to Arms. This one is also judged. Okay. That. What? Oh yeah, look at that. I don't even need to turn around. This next act is called Call to Arms. This one is judged. It's by Bellick Bear. I'm not going there. And starring Bear Knight.
Hear me, fellow beasts. I bring dire news. Patrols have spotted human troops marching towards Castle Doubletree, set on destroying us. That and my hotel room's out of toilet paper. Either way, our furry home and my roommate's pillowcase are in grave danger. This is a call to arms. It will be your duty to uphold this, the furry code of honor. 1. Thou shalt choose a normal species. Why? Because no one knows how to interact with a wolf, tiger, dragon, fox, sparrow, sand flea, jellyfish, tuna, toaster oven, rubber, spider horse, milkshake, jelly roll, yeti napkin. And no one knows how to put white tiger stripes on an albino zebra. Pick a side, people. 2. When courting a furry lad or fair maiden, try to have more than one instant message conversation before professing your undying love and moving cross-country to live in their parents' basement. 3. Beware of temptation and sin. The enemy lurks in every shadow, trying to seduce us from our righteous path. He's in the dealer's room, tempting us with filthy images of big, hulking beasts with their sweaty, bulging... What were we talking about again? What time's the dealer's room open? Never mind that one. And last, stand up and be proud of your furriness. We're not anthropomorphic enthusiasts. This isn't a model train convention. We're furries. Be proud of who you are. So, will you rise and fight fang, claw, and tail to protect our furry kingdom?